Here to try to explain what's happening in Chicago is Dan Zwicker. He's at Zwicker Consulting in Waco, Texas. Good morning to you, Dan. Thanks for being with us. The bean pit sharply lower today. Is this just all on poorer than expected inspections for soybeans?
Well, you can relate it to the demand number. People were looking for soybean sales to be a little higher than what they came in, about 500 million tons or about half million tons higher than what they came in at. But it's generally an overproduction problem here in the United States and around the world. We've got a big crop. Some of your private estimates looking for USDA to maybe even ratchet up the October estimate here next week. Demand is not holding up to what it should be, and therefore, you know, somewhere here down the road, USDA may have to make some downward adjustments in demand. The dollar's on the verge of punching out a new high for the year, and here taking out its most recent high that was posted back in August or so. So when you got a strengthening dollar and then you've got an overproduction problem here in the United States, it's just nearly impossible to find anything that this market kind of finds some underlying support from. We do have good basis levels here in the eastern Corn Belt. I understand farmers are moving grain into the system via basis contracts to generate some cash, and then some are maybe buying puts or whatnot to protect the downside if this market does decide to weaken, you know, as we go toward the end of the year. So we've got more than enough supply, and demand is just not strong enough at the moment with the dollar stronger to kind of mute some of that big production numbers that people expect to come at us next week.
Now, USDA at the moment says we'll have 168 bushel to the acre corn crop, and the trade expectation around 168.4, 168.5, something like that at this point. The soybean crop at 47.2 bushels to the acre, trade says 47.5. Are your expectations for both of those to grow by that much? And what difference does really, what amounts to two or three tenths of a bushel in soybeans and something like four or five tenths in corn make?
I really don't think it makes a lot of difference at this point unless it was a major change. But when you're talking a half a bushel here or half a bushel there on a national average, at this point in time, I don't think it makes any difference. I don't think very many people believe that USDA will get a handle on this year's production until we at least go through the December 1st stocks number and then kind of back our way out of it to see what production number is actually there and whether or not they need to make some more downward adjustments in harvested acres and then what actual maybe overall yields are depending upon, you know, what that stocks number is. So, for the most part, November reports are not big changers. Usually now the big change now will probably come in January if it comes at all. But what's going to happen here is we're no sooner going to get this year's crop estimated. The trade's going to look ahead toward next year and look at larger plantings. And then they'll look at trendline yields, and then we're going to be looking at producing another crop larger than demand. So we're going to be in one of these situations where we're going to continue to look at growing ending stocks levels, and that's going to be very difficult for the market to do much to maybe go sideways here over the next few months.
Is there anything interesting in the charts that you've been watching develop and that we ought to know about?
Well, November soybeans or lead feature soybeans, we've been in kind of a sideways to higher trend basically since September. Now, over the past 4 weeks, we've kind of been in a sideways to lower trend, and we've kind of come back to the levels that we were in September, and we're bumping down against that trend line that I would kind of draw along in here using some of last week's lows. Today's action looks like we're maybe on the verge of breaking to the downside on that. And if we could, if the market would validate a good solid close underneath this trend line, then that really opens up the door then for soybeans to make a new low for the year as we go on into November and December as we go towards the end of the year. When you take a look at corn futures, we've been in a more pronounced sideways to higher trend, but now the last 3-4 weeks we've been tracing basically sideways after we had that break off of the October crop report. Again, when you look at that sideways to higher trend, we're still above the bottom end of the channel, but with any significant weakness, we would be right down against it as we are with the soybean contract, and we'll see whether or not that uptrend line cannot kind of hold in corn. And a lot of that, I think, will probably depend upon how the market reacts to next week's report and whether or not anything new changes between now and then.
Am I right that the weekly December contract shows a large outside week at the moment, and we just have to wait to see which direction it's going to go?
Well, we do have on the December corn, I can see December.
It's there.
I don't know if I'd necessarily say it's outside because last week's high is higher than what this week's high is.
Oh, maybe but I just had the wrong chart up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like, we've been basically in a sideways trading range here for basically 7-8 days, and we're down at the bottom end of that trading range, and we'll see whether or not, you know, we can find support and come back here and maybe close higher. But today's a pretty good hit to the downside, but it's driven by stronger dollar, weak export sales, and ideas that overall ending stocks levels are actually growing rather than shrinking, and farmer movement has picked up in the stronger basis levels areas.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us for the day. Oh, I know what I'm seeing. I probably have. Oh, I don't even have close to the right chart up. My apologies for that. I'll correct it by the time we get this afternoon. We'll talk with you again during the closing market report, okay?
Okay, very good.
Bye. Thanks so much. That, of course, is Dan Zwicker. He's at Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. Joins us here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Have you purchased those tickets yet? Now's the time. We don't have too much time left before we get to the end of the month, the 24th, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving for our Farm Assets Conference. That's in Normal, Illinois. Tickets are just $30. We have a great day taking up big data and nutrient management and loss and water quality. And of course, all of our analysts, of them will be there. $30. Buy your tickets at 800-898-1065.